You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. And yes, it's me. Really, it is. It's nobody else. No imposters. It's Rick Adams. Today, December 26th, 2020, the day after Christmas. And, you know, that reminds me of that old Laurel and Hardy joke, where they were at the Laurel and Hardy murder case, and the inspector says, "Where were you on the night before Christmas?" And he said, "Let's see, the night before Christmas," he said, "now let's see, that was November 13th? And he said, no, that's not the night. And he says, "Well, let me think now." He said, "Stanley, of course." Then Laurel says, "Let's see, October, September, no, Sectober, October, and no wonder." And he got that all messed up, of course. Typical Laurel and Hardy comedy, and the greatest comedy team in motion pictures. Well, anyway, we're going to have Paul Tepeti on the first hour because Paul's going to Mexico, and he wants to spew forth. He wants to do his rant today on electioneering, on fake results, fake presidents, fake congressmen, fake media, and the whole nine yards. We're going to do that. Okay, we're going to get to that in just a minute. First of all, I'd like to thank all of those of you who have donated to me in the program. I don't look for donations. I don't ask for them, as you know. This is just what you see is what you get. I'm not a beggar. I don't go forth with a begging bag. And this ministry, so-called, is here because of the love of doing what I do. I love to be able to talk and bring forth things that need to be talked about, that no one else, basically, in media are talking about. And that's what makes it unique. But one of you, of course, Mr. Brennan, I'm not going to give away the first name. Thank you very kindly. If you're listening now, you can let me know in an email because I lost your email. But it was a donation online given to me. And it was very substantial, and I appreciate that very highly. Again, you apparently appreciate what we do, and we hope others do too, not for monetary gain, but simply because we like to be doing what we're doing, hoping that we're reaching people. In the second hour, I have a very special, important treat for you, so you stay tuned. You'll have to find out when it happens. Very important discussion biblically. And why the seed line of Cain has to be protected to the very end of this age. We're getting close now. Also, some of the other things I would like to just quickly mention before I read a verse of Scripture is, as we know, and our guests will talk about it a little bit more, the planets, we had this alignment of the planets just a few days ago this past week, and we had some moons, and all of it reminded me of Revelation chapter 12, the signs in the heavens and the signs on the earth of the coming of Messiah, the second advent. And, of course, we saw Jupiter and Saturn, or Satan, that's the planet's name, Satan or Saturn, aligning. And we had four moons aligning in them, and then on the other side was Mars. Many of you probably saw it. You probably saw this odyssey in space. I know some here in Rhode Island saw it with their binoculars. I didn't. I wasn't looking. I was thinking, meditating, and actually Christmas Eve, as a matter of fact, I did watch just about the whole thing again. That's King of Kings, 1927, film, silent with a soundtrack, and Cecil B. DeMille had produced that. It was just, it's a tearjerker. So, I mean, I'm happy. I hope most of you had a good Christmas. I hope most of you enjoyed the blessings of Christmas, because it's all about him, not about us. And it's not about gift-giving. It's really about receiving the gift of salvation. So I pray that you did. Some of you maybe don't, because you're lonely. You have no one. And remember, you do have somebody. You have somebody up above who's looking out after you. In the end, it's all about him. It's all about Jesus Christ, Yeshua Messiah. Think about this before we bring up our guest. Hopefully he'll be with us momentarily anyway. Go to the book, The Gospel, the Good News of James the Apostle. Those sent away, those who were sent, the saints of God, the apostles of God, sent forth throughout the earth. Chapter 4, verse 13. You know, it's very, very fascinating. You listen to these words, because this is the time. This is the time when people are making these silly New Year's resolutions. And I, in recent years, realized it was wrong. I didn't want to make any resolution because I know I can't keep them. And I know most of you can't either. And I don't think it's any less important. In fact, it's the most important thing to do, is not to make resolutions or to resolve to do this or that for God and then not keep it, because he doesn't like that. He really doesn't like people that don't keep their word. And I want to tell you, I encounter people that don't keep their word every single week. Every single week I encounter. They say one thing and they do another. And they never show up, or they never do what they say they're going to do. And this is what James is talking about in chapter 4. He says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we will go into such and such a city, or in such and such a village, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get some gain. And he says, whereas ye know not what shall be in the morrow, for what is your life? Now, what he's saying here reminds me of the thing that Scripture says, the next day is not promised to any man. So I could be here today and gone tomorrow. And that's the end for now. None of us is guaranteed another day. So those who foolishly say this, you say, make resolutions, and say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. For what is your life, he says? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little bit of time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, that the Lord's will be done. Now, this is why I always close my program by saying, God willing. When I see people, they say, see you tomorrow, and I just say, God willing, because we don't know. So ye ought to say, if the Lord wills it, we shall live and do this or that. See, that's the difference, folks. That's the important thing, is to know how to rejoice, as he says, not in the boastings as such people rejoice. It is evil, James said, to rejoice in our own pride and our own hopes and aspirations. Therefore, he says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is a sin. So I wanted to open with that, because this is the time, resolutions. This is the time when people are saying Happy New Year and this, that, and the other. And I'm very cautious about it. And certainly we wish people a personal Happy New Year despite what's going on around them. But let's not lose sight of the fact that it is only good insofar as what you can bring forth that will benefit your life in Scripture, in Christ. And whatever particular religious faith or church you belong to, that's not the real important thing. It's what's in the heart. Let's just remember that. Okay, now, I think, let's see, do we have Paul Tappetti of Poker Face with us today?
Hi, Brother Rick.
Hey, you're on the phone lines, huh?
No, I'm on Skype, brother.
Oh, you're on Skype?
Yes, sir.
Good. All right. You were blasting forth there for a minute. I almost thought it was a barker at a carnival, like what's his name? The guy that says he's going to the White House, Biden, whatever. Anyway, I'm glad to have you back.
Biden?
You say you're going to be leaving for Mexico to go to Mexico for some time, a little bit of time. Is that right?
That's a bit of time. I got to check up on Mom. You know, she turned 90, and, you know, she didn't travel this year because of the Wu flu. So we're going to go down and celebrate her 90th birthday.
Wow.
And just family are in.
Well, that's great. So you'll be back at some point soon, I assume.
Yes.
In the new year, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I'm taking off.
That's good.
I'm taking off the day that Congress convenes to do away with the fraud ballots of Giuseppe Zidan. And it should get interesting in this country between the 6th and the 20th, you know.
Yeah. You had contacted me during the week, and I know you sent me a plethora of sites and different locations and different webs and so on and so forth, some of which I have contacted or seen along the way myself. And, you know, of course, they're not making any news to anybody but our own people and various others who are a little bit more honest and have some integrity other than the media. So they're basically talking about this stolen election process, you know. And I'm saying, you know, unlike many people, it wasn't just stolen in Washington, D.C. It wasn't just stolen there in the White House. But I do believe that elections across these states, including my own, have been engineered and they have been created with a great deal of fraud, a great deal of dishonesty, and that is one of the reasons why I've had it. I've had it with the voting system. I've had it with the elections. We live under a dictatorship. We live under the worst kind of dictatorship. They call it democracy, Paul. And you have been following it in the last few weeks. I know you've been following the trumpets and you've been following all of the, you know, the various and sundry situations, the lawsuits, the legal challenges. What is some of the things that you would like to bring forth to this program today concerning the hoaxes of this election?
Well, the main thing is, you know, all of America saw the cheat go on when six states decide that they're going to stop counting ballots. I mean, whoever heard of that? Never in our election history do we just, we're just going to stop counting ballots. We're going to send home the observers. And while they're away, we're going to, like, stuff the hell out of these machines. And there's only going to be one name on it. There's going to be no down ballot voting. And all of a sudden, you know, the Trumpy landslide that we're all going to bed on, we wake up and we're like, what? And we see all these spikes and all these data points that are just, like, not possible. And we're getting pissed off. We're getting pissed that, you know, they blatantly have stolen it using dead people, illegal people, people from out of state, using the same ballot to count it 8 to 10 times. And we're not having any of it. And Trump's got all the tools he needs to stay in office. I keep saying he's not going anywhere. And all of his moves that he's done since the election show me that he's not going anywhere. And he shouldn't. It's like Joe Biden won the presidential elections just like Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France. He did it. He cheated. They're both cheaters.
Well, I mean, the fact that somebody like this Biden would ever even be presented as a legitimate candidate wasn't in itself totally absurd. And I think most observers who don't have any horse in the race would probably admit that. Yeah, he's old baggage. He's an old man. He's got senility issues. He's got other issues and so on. So we won't get into all of them. But, you know, he's got enough baggage and he's got enough negatives and things against him that remind you again. Remember when Obama came in, Obama said it's time for change. We're going to have change from the old bad Bush days to a new leadership. A new a prosperity. Well, it's the same thing. When they saw this, I mean, especially younger people, I got the idea that they realized that the gig was up, that there is no choice within the Democratic Party unless they're kosher approved, number one, okay? Right. And the Republican Party, essentially, not so much to the greatest extent, but a lot of it as well, okay? Within a lot of races, you know, a lot of bickering and fighting. Who's more loyal to the evil fig tree in Jerusalem. You know, that's been the mantra. You know what I'm saying?
Priest, yeah.
Well, anyway, there have been oppositions within the Republican circles, but unfortunately, the key point why you're here today and why you wanted to have this discussion, I know it's been on your mind, on a lot of people's mind, is the fact that we can no longer, at this point, trust the voting system. And, I mean, it's been this way since time immemorial. You know that. I know that. You remember Daley in Chicago and Lyndon Johnson and all of this stuff. But now it's been refined to me.
Mm-hmm.
See if you'll agree.
You know, but Dave, you're in Massachusetts, right, brother? You're in Massachusetts, correct?
Close by, unfortunately, Rhode Island.
Well, Massachusetts, whatever.
Yeah.
In that state, there was Dr. Shiva, who actually won. The guy that he ran against ran a campaign like Joe Biden did, where he just stayed in his basement, never left. And Dr. Shiva had like 3,000 non-paid supporters that, you know, canvassed the state like nobody's brother. At the end of the day, he proved that they weighted his votes against him at 0.666. Now, he has standing in a Supreme Court case that's going forward. And when that day happened, which was, I think, last week, he tweeted Trumpy and said, game on, meaning like I'm actually going in for the election fraud that the machines did to me. By weighting it, my vote was only 0.666. I didn't get a full vote. I got 0.666 of a vote. And how much did they weight against Trumpy? Was it 50.05 that Trumpy got the vote and Biden would get 49.5% of his votes in Georgia and elsewhere? I mean, I believe Don Collins beat Loeffler. I believe Johnson or the black guy in Michigan beat the Peters guy. I mean, there's so much out in Arizona. I can't believe anything that comes out of Arizona, especially Maricopa County.
Don't, because the McCain machine is still very active there, very highly active in Arizona.
And dude, that's where major human trafficking goes through is through Arizona, and is protected by
very key state there, and no question that John McCain's awful legacy still lives on, and the powers that they have. See, what I see here is what I see. Since the Hava Act, when we saw what the Bushes did in Florida, okay, and the Al Gore situation, like them or not like them is not even the point. We're dealing with stolen elections. We saw how the Supreme Court got involved, and I know people said, well, constitutionally they had to. That's another point. The main point here that needs to be discussed is how the whole process of electioneering, not elections, but electioneering, has evolved, Paul, and grown to the point of an uncontrolled technocracy, you know, where the technical control factors, and we have the Dominion voting and so forth, that they're not even counting votes. They're putting out sample votes, you see? And this is the thing. Sample votes now are votes. And we have no way of checking it unless you have the old original basic system of a paper trail.
Listen, I have the cheapest and most secure form of voting for this country. We don't need to buy any new machines. In fact, get rid of all the machines. We need to go back to paper ballots, and we need to go with voter ID. Like in Mexico, if for me to inherit my dad's property, I had to get a national election card. Okay, not that I'm going to vote in their elections, but I had to get an identification card. I had to give up my digits, my fingerprints. Okay, so a supposed third world country, as the leftist, white, liberal Democrats keep telling us, the brown and the tan and the black and the poor whites are just too stupid or just can't manage to get that voter ID, and it's racist, and it's all this isms and this and this and all this other stuff. How can a supposed third world country like Mexico have more secure voting procedures in place than we do? Okay? Paper ballots, number one. Two, you have people of every party there, plus people in the local community that are concerned about election integrity. They are there to count all the votes. So at the end of the night, you have 10 to 20 people that are going to, you know, swear an affidavit at the end of the night that the red team got 10, the blue team got 8, the yellow team got 6, the green team got 4. My name is Paul. I swear that this is what it was. And then you go through everybody that was there to count, Everybody's signing their affidavits, and you upload it to YouTube, the Rumble, the BitChute, the Brighteon, the Vimeo, to all these different platforms. So me, in my little bedroom, I can go across my whole state and every little precinct, and I can see exactly what the vote totals are that night. No more mail-in ballots on any level. If you can't show up and vote, you don't get the vote.
Absolutely.
Except the military, yeah, where there is a chain of custody of the ballot, period. Nobody yes. else. If you can't show up,
right,
you're going out of the country to go do work, fine. You go out of the country to do work. You don't get the vote. Sorry. You show up in person to vote, or you don't vote. And that way, we have election integrity. The election ends the night of the election. None of this, like, 2, 3, 4, 10 weeks later, we're still counting votes. All that BS stops. And we don't have to pay any money except the printing of the ballot. And now with the blockchain technology that they have, that they can put a watermark in all the ballots so that we know which ones are real and which ones aren't, that'll ensure the integrity of the ballots themselves or the paper ballots. Okay? It costs no money except for the printing of the ballot and space on the hard drive for a Vimeo, a YouTube, a Rumble, or whatever. And we could all do this, and we could all count every precinct ourselves without needing the Marxist media trying to tell us who the winner is.
Well said. You're right. And why is it that we allowed this process to evolve? Why did we allow them to steal the process of elections?
Because
look at who's involved.
Decades,
criminal factors.
Yes.
And look, crime families are involved. And you have the Schwartzes and the Christian bombs and so on and so forth. And they like to be able to make people think that their vote counts. And this has always been anathema to me, going back for years. And I saw it on the local level. I was post-college, in college, post-college, and I was one of those, you know, John Birch Society types and very active in, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And in the end, very little change was had. We, in Rhode Island, we had some choices. And we had a man in particular. His name was Peter Van Dam, a great man. He was quite a genius, too. He was an economist for the State Department of the Attorney General's office, and he decided he was going to teach his kids at home. And when he did that, it would not allow the state to come in and license him to do that. Then all hell broke loose. He went to prison. He was treated like a common criminal. And he had an organization of which I was a member, Rhode Islanders for Constitutional Education, RICE. And you know what? In the end, he said, and this is what happened, he said, no, he said, in Rhode Island, it's over. He says, so they've been given a choice. They didn't come out. They didn't vote for me for governor. I mean, it was like 25% or whatever. And he said, they've now cast their ballot. I'm out of here. I'm leaving, and it's over for this state. And he was right. Peter Van Dam, a great man. And, you know, the people are too damn dumb to understand. Isn't that what Harry Hopkins said?
I don't know, but we definitely are a very dumbed-down society. All you got to do is look at all the Marxist media parodying it, you know, idiots out there. It's like they're still talking about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like, oh, my God, dude. We should have been talking about China, China, China for the last 20 years, not the last 2 months.
Treason is the reason, as one man so eloquently said. But when you have a corrupt media that's owned by them, by Intel, by the powers that be, by the synagogue of Satan, by the Mossad, and you have all kinds of treachery, terrorism going on. You've got explosions in Tennessee. Right. You've got all kinds of mayhem happening right on Christmas Day or the day before. These are signs that somebody else is in control, and it's not who we think it is.
The media is literally in bed with the deep state. If you go through how many people that are the talking heads of Marxist media, how many of them are actually married to people in the intelligence agencies across the board? I mean,
I know.
It's just one big party, man, and we ain't in it.
It's incredible. It's just almost too fantastic to say it's true, to believe, you know? So your thoughts now getting more crystallized here are what? Concerning what is going to happen in the days ahead in January. We have the date, supposedly, of inauguration for Biden, and then we have all of this minutiae coming after that. The so-called Electoral College has cast its vote, and that's a fraud to begin with. That's not even a real, Electoral College. It wasn't, it was abandoned probably 150 years ago. So anyway, to make a long story short, in your estimation, what could or might likely happen if things really get hot?
Well, I think between now and the 6th, Trump's just going to keep showing daily the amount of fraud. And I think somewhere in the mix, the actual weighting of the votes through the electronic means of the machines is going to come out. So it's going to give Pence and the Congress people, the ones that are going to be objecting to the vote, the fraudulent votes. Look, if this happens that they contest the votes, it goes to the House and each state gets one vote and Trump, he wins 30-20. Or Pence picks the correct electors from the legislature, not the ones from the Secretary of State that are Soros minions and the governors. And Pence picks the right electors. And again, Trump is our president. But there's no way in hell that Trump's going to allow a compromised Chinese asset whose son is the bag man and daddy is the big guy and brother is just as corrupt and sister and daughters and everybody else. There's no way in hell he's going to let the Biden crime family have one day in the office. So I think the moves he's made, like replacing Esper with Miller at the DOD, that's huge. And everything else I see him making moves that he's not leaving. He even told his staff to stop packing. You're not leaving on January 4th. So
will this be something that might erupt into a, shall we say, a use of force scenario?
When the liberals lose their minds this time, yeah, because Trump will be empowered to do the right thing. He's had enough. He doesn't have to worry about getting elected anymore. And I think it's when the adults stand up in a room and put down the childish insurrection that's coming from China through the assets of, you know, the Marxists on the streets. And look, once Trump puts down the election, he's going to focus on the outlaw states. And the outlaw cities that are doing the sanctuary cities. All the states that have the sanctuary cities is where all this garbage is coming from. And they've been acting an insurrection, okay? And they need to be put under it. And just like Civil War, after the war, they need to be managed because right now they're being run by a bunch of communists. And communism and Americanism are not compatible.
Well, it's obvious today that it's more apparent than ever before that these folks in the DNC, particularly in the departments of government and the states, are in fact a revolutionary force. Make no mistake about it. They are a force of Leninists, Marxists, Trotskyites, and what they're doing is right in front of the eyes and noses of the public, and public doesn't understand what we would understand here, the ideology behind it, the organization behind it, and the people behind it. And again, it comes down to the same people, you know, the same Kenites that we talk about all the time, who are orchestrating events, playing both sides against the middle. The American public doesn't know it because all I know is that they have been brainwashed by their pastors, you know, their teachers, their ministers, and all of the others who are in the education hidden dynasties of the scriptures to believe a certain lie.
Yeah. Huh? They've been entertained to death, too. And that's one of the cool things that 2020 happened is it showed how non-essential the entertainment side of life is. And that includes on my side. I mean, I'm an entertainer, a musician, you know. But it showed that in life, it's really not essential. And it's kind of cool to hear that Kabaliwood lost 80% of their bill, you know, of their money this year because of the
theaters are just shutting down. The theater chains are going belly up, which is also a good sign to me. I had waited for this since the 1970s, saying, you know, with all the crap they were putting out and the filth and everything. And, you know, someday I said it's going to catch up. Because what you sow, you shall also reap. And that day doesn't always come right away, but it takes generations sometimes to do it, you know? So, Paul, folks, we're talking to Paul Tepeti, and he has new album out, and, you know, he's a great musician, as he said, and he is using music to accomplish an end of educating people through that field of music. We all do it in different ways, the talents that we have from God. And so if you have a comment, you want to talk about it again, now's your chance, quickly, to call in and you talk about what you think about Paul's prognostications and the possibilities come the next couple of weeks or so. It could get quite ugly. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's the number while he's with us this hour, Paul Tepeti. And, Paul, how is Poker Face doing at this stage of the game?
Did you get a chance to check out the videos I sent you?
Yes, I did briefly. I didn't study them thoroughly, I will admit, because of time. But, yes, thank you for those videos. They're very good. Very effective.
The one that has Hunter and his dad on it, put that out 4 days before the election on YouTube. And within 10 minutes of posting all the truthful information of Hunter Biden, YouTube not only knocked the video off, it killed my entire account with
yes, they did.
To contact them because they took the whole account offline.
Yep. I know. We had watched it, and way it disappeared. Was it YouTube, right? Wasn't it YouTube?
Yeah, we're on Rumble now.
Well,
but
account
YouTube
was shut
killed
down.
It within
well, this
minutes.
Is what they've been doing notoriously. They're doing it to everybody. Everybody who has something honest to say. I mean, when I post something on Facebook, of course, Rick Adams Uncensored, it has to go through the Cosa Nostra first to make sure it doesn't offend Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, or it doesn't offend Twitter, or it doesn't offend Deep State. And if it does, it just says, you can't post this. You can't allow this. We don't allow this. This is free speech, but our free speech, you know? So, I mean, they're pretty open about it now. I mean, they're nonchalant. You know, they're not even trying to hide it, are they?
Isn't it kind of sad that we never needed fact checkers until the truth actually started slipping out?
How come we're not fact checking the fact checkers? That's what I want to know.
Oh, hey, I have some other news I want to share with you folks.
Go right ahead.
There's a brand new platform coming out. I can't mention it yet. In the sense of like the web address, but it's geared for conservatives, others that have been working on it day and night for like the last 5 to 7 years, and I got the beta tested this past week. You say it's a look between Instagram and Amazon, leans conservative, and it's a place where if you have a product or a service, you can sell it, but then you can use the board like you would Instagram or Facebook or any of the other social media, except you're not going to get censored on this new platform, but I'll be mentioning it in the new year. I'm excited because I'm running it and the values behind it and what it's going to offer to our community. So
excellent.
You heard it here first.
Excellent.
And it's going to be exciting when it comes out.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. That's always good news to know that. And, well, I mean, again, the consumer is key here, all right? The consumer really is in a position to be in the driver's seat. So if you take the money away from the beast, what happens? What happens to the beast?
It dies.
He's hungry. He's going to dry up and bust if he doesn't get fed. The people themselves, the great stupid people, okay? And I read about, I don't subscribe to Netflix. I don't subscribe to any movie set. None of them. I get everything for free. I admit I go on Google YouTube, but only selectively. I only use what I want. I will not pay for a single thing. But the people have been led astray. They've been led to this big sucking sound called Netflix during the pandemic. And what happened? Now we go up on the prices. Oh, we have a few more added, little caveats here and there. And then before you know it, you're hooked. And this is why I say people who are TV addicts, we're brain dead. They're never going to know what's going on. You hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you.
I've always said,
you know, kiddingly with my bandmates, like, there'll be no revolution in the streets until the beer stops flowing and the sports stops showing, meaning the entertainment to death. And, hey, half of it's already there, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the ball games have been restricted heavily, but now as soon as that changes and we get more active and we begin to push aside this whole new hoax, you know, the corona hoax and so on and so forth, then we can see how people will go right back to where they were. The Roman Colosseum is what it amounts to, is a Roman Colosseum. Oh, and unfortunately, that's the reality. Now, it doesn't mean we give up or we don't fight for the truth, as the apostles said and as the, you know, the great prophets, that we always do. But he is the truth, you know. And if they don't want to hear from their creator, Paul, and they don't want to listen to him, then they got to listen to men and foolish men and women. And now we have more women in politics, as you know. And I'm not down on women, obviously. I'm just saying we got more women in politics now, women governors, women mayors, women congressmen, you know, even in the Senate, women senators. And let me ask you a question. Do you remember when they were telling us, hey, baby, you got to get involved because the men spoiled it? They ruined it for us. And when the women take over, it's going to be eureka. You know, it's going to be a euphoria. Do you remember those days?
They're worse than the men. They're worse than the men. Look at Mariel Bowles in Chicago. Look at Gretchen Whitmire from Michigan. Look at the idiot in Washington, D.C. They're horrible. Look at the
Bring back the days of Marion Barry in District of Columbia, you know? Hey, at least he honored the men of the Liberty. You know, say the USS Liberty. No,
at least he could keep him to his one vice.
Yeah, I mean, try to get him on drug charges and so on and so forth. And, you know, that's usually, you remember what they did, what was his name, Scott Ritter? You remember what they did to him when he was starting to expose the Iraq slaughters and so forth, the lies of Iraq?
Huh? Yeah, he became the child abuser,
child molester, child porn and so forth. Yes. So, you know, they do this always, constantly. Oh, Richard Kuhl. It's in the media, and they repeat it over. Yeah. All you got to do is just say it enough times, people will believe it. There doesn't have to be any truth to it, but all you got to do is say it.
Russia.
Yep. Well, this is interesting Russia. Now. You see, it proves to me, the Russia thing, what I've been saying all along. This thing has really no exclusivity with regard to trying to accuse just Trump, but also the Democrats themselves and whoever is in the White House or in the Congress. This haunting influence of those who want to bring about this prophetic war between Russia and the United States and China, you know, the book of Ezekiel, they are in Jerusalem. That's the enemy. That's where the enemy comes from. That's where all your cyber threats come from, major ones. That's where all the cyber, electioneering come from. They have the technology to shut down power stations, to shut down communities, to shut down the electric grid. When you have that kind of power, then you know that it is allowed from above. You know, this is a divine discipline thing. You know what I'm saying, Paul? And you appreciate it because you've studied, the scriptures. So you know what I'm saying. A lot of our listeners now are beginning to see it, how this is way beyond just the forces of the DNC and the RNC and deep state. This is going deep, deep into deep state. And this is why it's going to continue. It'll envelop in the weeks ahead and continue to grow, you know. I see that happening anyway. You know, I don't know if you see it, but I do. Folks, if you want to join in, I know it's a holiday week again, and a lot of people are taking a lot of time off, and they're listening, and they write to me. But you could call in, dial up the phone, tickle a telephone, as we say, at 800-313-9443. And thank you for your emails and your support. And, Paul, certainly a lot of people are on board with you. They can't find very much to disagree with you regarding the election fraud. I think that's a given. So, but still, you can call in and you can argue the points and go over the facts and wherever you're from, what state you're in, whether it be Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia, whether it be Michigan, Chicago area, whatever. It doesn't matter. Obviously, if you've been involved in the process, you have some observations. So give me a call, because we're going to run out of time before you know it, and we don't want to do that. So 800-313-9443.
Well, listen, hello?
Yes, Paul. Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, what chapter is it in Revelation that the beast gets its mortal wound, you know?
Let me see. I think it's 13. If I'm not mistaken, 13 or 14. It may be okay. Earlier in Revelation, but well, in Daniel as well. Daniel and Revelation go together, as you see. But no, I'm not. I can't finger it right now, but I can look it up. But that's not even important right now. The fact is that it's there. The mortal wound is when system worldwide just fails.
I look at Trumpy as being the person that wounds the beast. The beast being the satanic globalist economic, comprehensive system. And he's the one that's destroying the trade treaties. He's the one that's bolstering populism and nationalism, which is the antithesis of globalism. And I still have yet to see him complete the mortal wounding of the beast. That's why I believe he has, you know, another term, plus three prophets that spoke about Trump before he got elected. One of them said he was going to have five Supreme Court justices. So that means he still has two to pick. So I'm going to go with prophecy. And Trump is the guy for me that wounds the beast. And he's got to be there to do that. All he did was set it up. Now he has to actually do it.
Yeah. I don't think we've reached the point, though, where we actually have the beast of Revelation, you know, the whole beast system. That is where we're struggling with it now.
Well, hey, brother, we have the mask of the beast right now. If you don't go to the store with your mask, you will
not. These are all like cogs in the wheel, you know, but they're not the full system. I think before you have that, Paul, you must have a total, complete collapse economically, globally. That's the key, is the global economic system. And when that happens, then you have the Book of Daniel coming alive, and you have the raiser of taxes.
Well, that's what this reset's all about, brother. That's what the reset's
but
for.
It's not complete.
To try to not
it's not complete
collapse.
Yet. Yeah. That's the way I'm looking at it. It's not complete. You don't have that total unification worldwide. So, I mean, it is happening, the B system, but it's not. Totally, because it has to fail once it's been established fully. If I see that tomorrow we do have a complete shutdown of cash, complete shutdown of all the currencies of the nations of the world, and then we have this digital currency, then I can say now we're very, very close to a completion of the beast. And once that fails and people do not want a part of it, the digital currency, and that collapses, then Satan has to come to heal the mortal wound. I mean, that's just my perception now of Scripture, but could be. It could be. Anything is, you know, fair game right now, because there are some spaces. The Scripture doesn't tell us every single thing. It gives us enough.
And you're familiar with Washington's prophecy, right?
Yes. Yeah, Washington. George Washington's prophecy. Yep.
Yeah, sure, he was in Valley Forge, and the Holy Spirit visited him and said that there would be three great wars.
Yeah.
The one that he was in, calling him the son of the Republic. Second one would be brother against brother. And then the third one would be the whole world under the cloud of black communism with the red horn leading a charge against us, with our cities burning, like it has been happening this past summer with, you know, the Marxists in the streets. But the standard always flies, which means America stays America. And we Christian faithful rise up and we beat back the Satanists in this country. And I didn't see it 30 years ago with like a communist as president, but I never saw somebody like a Trump being president that wouldn't be in the way to take care of the communists in the streets. You know what I mean? He's more than help.
Well, this is the civil war scenario that we have in the United States today, is it not? You know, this right against left. Really, it's not even right against left necessarily, but we have the forces of Satan and his children against America, Israel. That's the way
versus evil. Yep.
Yeah.
It's all that.
Exactly. A lot of stupid people caught up in the middle of this. Lenin said they were useful idiots, you know, and they don't even know what time of day it is. They have no clue unless they get marching orders, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unless the Spew tells them, you know, like Joey Behar and Whoop Goldberg. On the Spew? The View?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many, like, you know, women listen to that crap, man. And it's disgusting.
Well, unfortunately, that's the biggest part of the problem, is that women, men, kids, they're addicted to either social media or entertainment. And that is unfortunately, the most vicious form of propaganda. It's not just, you know, the old days with the newspaper, the rag sheet, the comic books, you know, all that stuff is basically gone now. But it's the new media, the electronic media, That's the most successful of all.
Digital.
Now, go ahead.
No, the digital has made it easy that, you know, it's at the tip of your fingertips now. It said before, you know, you had to travel to do some of the perversion you might be into. You had to, leave the house. Now it all comes to your house. Now you can do everything from the click of a button.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. What was it? It was just a thank you. Thank you for getting back to me. There's somebody who we just mentioned. I appreciate his support. But, you know, in any event, it was just reading to Denlo. I think I sent it to you. Didn't I send it to you? From the Washington Post. Mr. Klein.
Oh, the compost, yes.
Doubt the authenticity of the national elections is to cast doubt upon the Holocaust. Denial.
Yes, denial. Steve, you brought it back around.
Did you? I was waiting for this. I was waiting.
You know, it's pure conjecture and BS, man.
I mean, what an admission, huh? Can you believe that?
Yes,
it is,
yes,
absolutely
it's
a thought, too incredible to be real. It is too incredible to be real. Thank you. The thing is, I talk to people and you talk to people, and you know, when you talk about them, I mean, you talk about the synagogue of Satan, and they don't really know what that means, but they know about the term that's used, and I don't like to use it, but the term Jews, okay? I use the term Kenites because that's where they are. Kenites is more specific. It deals with the children of that wicked one. So I tell them this, that, and you know what? Invariably, they know they're in control, Paul. They know they run the systems. When you can go into Iran and you can assassinate somebody and you can shut down everything, the lights, the electricity, the power grid, send an assassination team in to do your work, you know who's in control. You know who's got the power. And to be able to infiltrate American police departments, state police, and so forth, and go in and start training the police to torture, to be brutal, to shoot people, whether they're fake or not. Some of them are fakes, but those that are real, we see them. You probably know of certain people, friends of yours maybe, or acquaintances, or what you've heard, and how they were brutalized by the police, haven't you? I mean, certain police departments.
Can you hear?
I can hear you, but you're not saying anything. I'm not hearing your words. Go ahead.
The mute button keeps shutting off. What I tried to say is I know several examples of friends having their rights abused. Yes.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah. I can hear you. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
You're getting some problems on your end. It's really your end.
Yeah, hold on.
You're using Skype, right? I figured. Here we go with Microsoft again. I can hear it. I can hear a racket.
Yeah, it's my racket here, man. It's a beautiful racket. All right, I'm back out in the freezing weather, Brian. The only place where I get a
Come
good
on.
Signal.
Speak to us. Go ahead.
Look, a lot of the police brutality, like you said, comes from the Chosenites teaching our law enforcement, fellas here on how to, treat us like Palestinians. And unfortunately, a lot of us are getting abused. Whites are getting abused three times more than blacks are, man. And it's disgusting that any of it's happening in this country. But, the whole defund the police, I'm not into that. I'm into demilitarizing the police. You know, there's no reason why they...
Yeah,
why
I hear you.
Certain vehicles on the streets that they do,
Yes. No, I again, that's true. But to be able to have that control grid, that influence to go in to the Attorney General's office, to be able to go into the police department, to be able to infiltrate and take over the training and so forth to some extent, not totally, obviously, but to go in and do that, offer their assistance to train and help and so forth, then that translates into brutality, and then that translates into what we see on the street. The police are now discredited in many cases, and the We have the Leninists on the street who are providing the ammunition for that. And then we're lurking in our minds way in the back and saying, maybe if this gets out of hand with the police, we might have to have some higher presence of protection, like a military type of. Nobody wants that, but it may very well be the end result. We can always trust the military, can't we? We can always trust UN troops, can't we?
Oh, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. You know? Rape our children.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can violate our rights, yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I'm afraid that's part of the plan, because I was growing up in the time, you know, in the 70s, when we had such things as LEAA under Nixon, you know, and LEAA was the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, and under the Police Foundation support. And they were promoting this whole idea that the police, we need to have these civilian review boards, and we need to have more control over them, and so on and so forth. And what they were doing was trying to nationalize them then. And that
right.
worked for a long time. But now I believe it has reached that point where that's exactly where we are now, is that the police are not local anymore. They're not our police, you see?
No.
That's where they want us, isn't it? That's where they want us.
They want
it's
to scare,
right there,
fear,
under their control.
Our homes, losing our jobs, losing our livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're turning into a communist society overnight. I mean, everything that Bernie Sanders wanted, he's getting. Impoverished citizens, people out of work, people on the government dole.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Wooflu, for bringing your communism into
true.
Our country.
So, once again, the elite, as some people have called them, as Reverend Lindsay Williams has said, the elite are implementing the phases of their control grid. This is where we are now,
mm-hmm.
a control grid of people fighting each other, Americans at war with each other, and we call it ideology, call it economics, but now you see what America has been reduced to. And a lot of, I tell you, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we have it all laid out there, what's going to happen when you sin against the Father. And we've got people starving like never before. Yet, in this aid package, this foreign aid bill, we can provide trillions of dollars. I say trillions, but it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars, so that Israel can be safer and can make peace with Bahrain, you can make peace with Saudi Arabia eventually. We can have peace in the Middle East, which is nothing more than a fraud. Here we go again. How much is enough, Paul, you know? Well, too much is never enough money when it comes to us. You know? It's incredible. It's just incredible. But, yeah, so do you want to cover anything else? Anything else before we run out of time? Got a few good emails here, and people appreciate your work, and they're very happy that you're going to have a little rest and wish your mother very well in her 90th birthday. But in any event, we're at vacation time right now. So this is a good time to relax and listen to the archives, listen to the podcast of Rick Adams Uncensored.
Yeah, one quick note. We will be doing Freedom Palooza the 4th of July weekend of 2021. We'll have news out about it beforehand, but put that on your calendar now.
Excellent. Okay, pokerface.com, we can still get you, right?
Right.
Pokerface.com. Paul, I want to thank you for your menstruations, if I may use that word, for your thoughts and your deep thoughts, very good thoughts, by the way, about Scripture and so forth. And we're going to have to see in a few weeks ahead what happens here, but we are in that time of the locusts moving in, you know, the locust army. And I see, watch the banks, watch the economies of the nations of the world and what they're doing in the Middle East. Watch Jerusalem particularly, okay?
I'll call you after Trump gets re-inaugurated again, okay? The second
All right,
season
you
of Trump
call,
is not
maybe
your president.
We can get a first-hand report from Washington.
Okay, brother. Sounds great.
I thank you, Paul. It was very nice hearing
thank
from you.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
Too.
God bless. All right. Thank you. Paul Tepetti of Poker Face. And folks, you know, his heart is right there in the right place. He's a good guy. He's a hard worker. And we may not agree with everything, obviously, or on everything. But the fact of the matter is that he is he's sincere. He's honest. And he's doing his little bit through music to crack the new world order. And that's what it's all about, and preaching the gospel. We do that here more than anything. We try to focus on my program on the scriptures only because I think that if we do, in fact, I know that if we do, we can't go wrong because it's not me talking, it's him talking, you see, God talking. And in the next hour, I want you all to listen very carefully because I'm going to have on the air with me a friend who obviously calls the program from time to time, has been on as a guest several times, many, many times, and he is going to bring forth the scriptures, Joe Church. He and I have been talking about this now. This is the time to do a program on why you must understand the role of those who call themselves Judah but are not and do lie are of the synagogue of Satan. I want you to know that, okay? And very important that we understand, because if you don't understand Genesis, Genesis 3:16 onward, then you're not going to understand anything else. You're not going to understand the book of Revelation, and you're not going to understand the book of Numbers in particular, and you're not going to understand anything else, because this is key. Why do they do what they do, and how is it that they get away with it seemingly? How is it that they're allowed to be protected by the Heavenly Father? There's a reason for it, and it's all clearly spelled out in God's Word, okay, that they are the rulers of this world, the hidden dynasties, and they control media, they control economics, they control politicians, basically the political system, and most of all, they control the religious institutions through a variety of ways. The 501c3 churches, the religious institutions, the foundations, we know why. We know why. We know that's all part of God's plan. Let us never, never forget that. Now, he'll spell it out, Joe and I. I'll let Joe do most of the talking. I do too much, I understand. And he will be able to point scripture to scripture to scripture and why it is that we have this enemy within. The enemy within will be our chastisement rod for America/Israel right up until the very end. But God has not cast off his people, Israel, true Israel, as he says, as Paul taught. Forbid it. It's not going to happen. Satan's children will be eliminated. Their home base in Jerusalem will be totally and completely obliterated. And Jesus Christ will rule in the millennium with his children. And the tribes of Israel will be reunited, the two olive sticks. So it's very important to know that. And Joe and I will talk to you about that, because many of you maybe just, I don't know if you do or don't get it. I hear from a number of listeners, and I follow them, and I'm thankful for them. But the thing is, I don't know how many really do understand it. I know a few of you do, and Jackie and quite a few others that write in regularly and contribute to the program. You people really got it. You've got it down for the most part. And you're faithful, and, you're just so good because you know the truth that will set you free. That's what Jesus said. And he said it to the Kenites, and they turned around, and what did they say to him? Well, you know what they said. We've always been free. We've been in bondage to no man. Well, the true Israelites always were in bondage. They gave it away right then and there. Christ trapped them. Are we ready for hour number two, Ken?
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in. put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.